our good friend Robert Chaffee was one of the named defendants in that case. And he was talking about how weird it was sitting in the courtroom. You're watching MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary, and sometimes Ray Rossini in the MSP channel. I'm Ray Rossini, and in today's story, Kaseya ransomware attacker sentenced, in a story written by Jim Masters for MSSP Alert. The hacker behind the July 2021 ransomware attack on Kaseya, Yaroslav Vazinsky, aka Robotnik, has been sentenced to 13 years and 7 months in a U.S. federal prison. The attack, which impacted roughly 50 MSPs and between 800 and 1,500 businesses globally, led to extensive damage. Vazinsky, aka Robotnik, was further instructed to pay over $16 million in restitution. He orchestrated more than 2,500 ransomware attacks, demanding over $700 million in ransomware payments. The Justice Department disclosed that Vazinsky and his associates used cryptocurrency to hide payments and increase pressure by publicly exposing victims' data. And Tony, you and I have a little different tie-in here as well. Our good friend Robert Chaffee was one of the named defendants in that case. He actually talked with Chris Johnson on a recent episode of their podcast, of Chris's MSP 1337 podcast, and he was talking about how weird it was sitting in the courtroom. Because famously we've seen him on stage many times talking about his experiences from the, July 3rd attacks on Kaseya. To me, it kind of feels like this is a nice bow wrapping on it. It's nice that, you know, there was some justice served. I know it's not enough to make up for, you know, what our friends, Brian and Robert and so many others experienced, but it seems like a nice, the best possible outcome out of this. What's your take on it?
Two things. First thing, tip of the hat to my friends at the DOJ. Great seeing you actually do amazing work. Second thing, I'm really interested to see, because it didn't state exactly where this individual was or his team members. So congratulations for your
tracking him down.
Wherever he was. And of course, the name and the spelling of whatever, it implies that he is somewhere in, let's say, the Russia, Ukraine. It could be wherever. But I mean, this is America. I mean, everyone is everyone. So I'm really interested to see or to hear how that extradition actually took place from wherever it was located.
I'm reading here. He is a Ukrainian national, and he was extradited from Poland, which does have with us, and they extradited him from Poland over to the U.S.
Thank you for looking that up, because that would have eaten away at me for a while. And so once that extradition took place, you said there was $16 million in payment and 13 years. So the question, $16 million from what? Like what?
Right. Of that $700 million, like, are they really going to recoup that? And who's it going to, right?
Yes. And the 13 years, the question for everyone out there is, hey, listen, if you were paid $700 million, would you be okay with 13 years in prison? And most people would say, I've solidified the lives of my family in my grandchildren's grandchildren. So the question, what happened
to that other money? That's $53 million a year in prison. Almost $54 million per year.
You did not deduct the $16 million nor the interest rate of that. I'm just kidding. I'm totally
No, I didn't. You're right. Like, if he had, like, are you kidding me? If he has that other $684 million in, like, an E-Trade account.
What's the compounded interest in it, like a VOO or a QQQ account? Man. Like, I my brain can't wrap around that. Okay.
This is the one thing I think we've missed. Who are the accountants for these bad guys? Right? Because those people have to be wizards.
Maybe it's the accountants as a service for hackers. Like, does that make sense? Is that legal? Because you're like,
I'm putting this out there because I'm assuming hackers out there listen to us for OPSEC, right? Like they're trying to get background intelligence on what's going on, like what's hitting the news, and they watch us just like we've talked about school boards making changes from our episodes. And in my head, this is canon, so let's just stick with it. So if out there is any member that has a contact that does accounting for these people, I will do an anonymous interview. I would love to interview somebody that I know somebody knows somebody that knows somebody. I would love to interview them, not because they're a great person, they deserve promotion, but I think it's valid for all of us to learn what are the, like what got them to that point where they're like, I could be a CPA or I could be a bad guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like I would love to hear that story. I think it would be interesting.
Well, that you also bring up another interesting point is the amount of data that we expose here on MSP Dispatch. It's going to have an unintentional consequence in a lot of cases. And that's the fodder that we have to deal with. And we like to talk about, frankly, best practices. But at the same time, remember, the bad guys are learning, hey, people are doing those best practices. Let's figure out a way around that. Let's do some type of alternate route. But I'm really, really happy. The summary is that the Department of Justice did their job. They extradited this guy. There's some accountability that's happening. I'm pretty certain that the people at Kaseya were celebrating this in some capacity. Go ahead.
You can see Fred Vicola. I can't wait for his video.
I'm just thinking that right now.
This is the take the podium at the White House and announce that Bin Laden's been taken down. Like, this is that level of event for MSPs, yes. Right? And, you know, Tony, as we talk more and more about this, how it's a business, I think we're going to see a lot more of these conversations, whether it's HR, whether it's admin, whether it's ops or whatever it is to run these Revol and all these other businesses. But for now, Tony, I'm locked out of my account. I'm trying to reset my password. This is frustrating. Can you give us another story while I'm doing this?
Yes, I can. In my notable mention from Tom Warren at TheVerge.com, Microsoft launches passkey support for all consumer accounts. Microsoft is launching passkey support for all consumer accounts today, following their introduction to Windows 11 last year. Microsoft account holders can now generate passkeys across Windows, Androids, and iOS platforms. This simplifies signing into a Microsoft account without the need to type a password every time, and can be created for your account using face recognition, fingerprint, PIN, or security key. Vasu Jakhal, Microsoft's Corporate Vice President of Security, Compliance, and Identity, notes that passkey support will soon extend to mobile versions of Microsoft applications. Passkeys mark a significant step towards a passwordless future, aligning with Microsoft's previous efforts in Windows Hello authentication and FIDO security keys, following a trend already adopted by Apple, Google, and others.
If you found this episode eye-opening, catch more MSP Dispatch at 10 a.m. throughout the week. Share your thoughts below, and don't forget to like and subscribe.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.